Howdy, y'all. Guess what? It's time for another episode of the Skellabang Kid, part two. So if you haven't listened to part one of the Skellabang Kid, I suggest you go back and listen to that now. And for those of you that have, let's do a quick recap. So last time on the Skellabang Kid. The Skellabang Kid, or so we think is the Skellabang Kid, awoke in the middle of nowhere on this crazy neon planet. And he walked in a direction and found himself in Tarnation, where there was a Skellabang Kid superfan named Boots, who has lived all of his life just consuming nothing but Skellabang Kid serials or penny dreadfuls or novels, comic books, whatever you want to call them. So Boots is convinced that this character is the Skellabang Kid. And then we also met Tom, who's this mysterious surveillance camera thing. We have no idea, but they're all excited to figure out if this actually is the Skellabang Kid of legend. So Tom suggests that they saw one of his former posse, Slizzy Biscuit, up in Griff territory, which, if you remember, the Griff are the race of aliens that inhabited the planet before Nat P. Duggets tried to take it over and turn it into a pleasure planet. And they don't take too kindly to outsiders, but we saw there was a slag that showed up, and usually the slags don't come this far off of Centropolis, so something must be up. And that's where we left them. They just got their boots, and now they're trying to go find Slizzy Biscuit to see if she can confirm if this is, in fact, the Skellabang Kid. Because he doesn't remember. He doesn't know who he is. Well, there's your recap, so let's dive in. Part two, Skellabang Kid. Well, shit, whatever. You know what? Let's just roll the music.
Skellabang Kid Part 2, Kink Town Kooky Shibuki. So, here we have an unlikely duo. A boot slug and a long since gone hero. Ain't neither of them know if they is such a thing.
Hoo-ha!
But they got themselves a goal. They say it's an inferno sparked with a single spark of intent. Little they know, they's about to turn, burn across this old hunk of rock, stirring up long-forgotten woes and the dusty skeletons hiding in the claws of this old planet. So, boots begotten, reacquired, our heroes venture off towards Griff territory.
Boots and the Skellabang Kid saunter across the neon wasteland. Strange creatures stir about their path, some ducking into hidey holes and others just staring with a hungry curiosity. After a while, they see a rusty hovercraft stopped along the road. It has fins like an Earth 1950s car, and all manner of strange cargo is strapped to it. A sobbing can be heard. SK and Boots approach with caution. They round the corner to see a being that looks like a trippy rainbow wizard with an equally loud Pope-type hat.
Hello?
Says the Skellabang Kid.
Oh, goodness grace, Fires! You all startled me! Oh boy, y'all here to rob me blind, too?
Nah, we're just passing through, says the Skellabang Kid.
Are you okay? Looks like someone gave you a shiner,
says Boots.
I'm all right. Got into a tussle, hummy. Some strange priest dressed in what looked like leather or some kind of dried skins robbed me. I tried to fight him off, all toe-tapping, but the more I hit him, the more they seemed to like it. I ain't never seen anyone like the pain of that much. Oh, I'm okay, but they up and stole my precious bee-bot.
Your what?
Says Boots.
My bee-bot. I had to be a vintage break-dancing robot. He even had the personality chip installed. He was my pal. and now I'm all alone. Hey, you look like a rough and tumble sort. Well, at least one he is. I'll tell you what, if you can help me get my Bebop back, I'll gladly give you a ride for as far as you all need.
We're heading to Griff territory. Can you take us there?
Says Boots.
Imagine that. I was actually on my way up there.
You, some kind of reverend? Says SK.
This is funny you mention it. Actually, I'm an irreverend. Kooky Shibuki is the name.
An irreverend? Is that like an anti-reverend?
Says Boots.
Oh no, actually, I'm not anti-anything. Sorta. I'm an irreverentist. Spreading the good word that life makes no sense, so might as well embrace its absurdity. The answer to the great question of why is why not. It's quite paradoxicalicious. You know, oh, I sure do love a good paradox. You know, I have a good relationship with the Griff, so if you want to get into their territory in one piece, I can vouch for you. But first I need my old pal B-Boy.
Oh yeah, I suppose we didn't really think of that.
Says Boots.
Think of what?
Says Skelebang Kid.
Actually getting into the Griff territory. Well, the Griff don't take too kindly to outsiders. I don't know why I didn't think that far ahead. Maybe we should help him.
Says Boots.
Kid, we didn't do too well in that last skerfuffle. I don't know how much help we can be. Might end up just getting ourselves dead.
Actually, I have a rickety old revolver around here somewhere. Ah, here it is.
Kooky Shibuki hands SK a rusty old revolver.
This thing, even shoot?
That's a good question. You know, the trick is, you get to give it a little smack, you know, like a flashlight with the low batteries, you know.
You sure about this, kid?
Boots perks up and shouts in excitement.
Are you kidding me? It's our very first caper. Helping a citizen in need? Oh, it's a mighty fine deed. You said that, remember?
I did.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm no fighter, but I'll go with you because I just love my Bebop that much. And, you know, I really like to have him back. Yeah, thanks.
Kooky rummages around in his cargo and pulls out what seems to be a flail with a spiked ball of speakers at the end.
Cha-ching. This baby should do the trick.
Whoa, what's that?
Says Boots.
This here is a bass mace. It delivers a powerful bass shockwave on impact, which is enough to explode even the thickest of noggins. Cool!
Says Boots.
Well, I suppose we should be going, yeah?
Kooky Shibuki pushes a small button in his hand with a whoosh. A force field wraps around his cart and cargo. At that, the trio sets off to follow the tracks left by the bandits.
Hoo-ha!
After walking for a good 30 minutes, they come to the top of a hill, slowly bringing into view an old, defunct amusement ride. A giant, rusty devil head opens his giant mouth to reveal the entrance to the Palace of Pain. It resembles one of those old fair rides where you sit in the cart and ride through the haunted house. The track is all busted up and the broken carts litter the entrance. The place looks absolutely deserted, except for a group of footprints leading directly into the mouth.
This must be the place, oh no. Oh, of course it would lead us right into the S&M district.
The S&M district?
Yeah, back when the NetB was building out the Pleasure Planet, they built a kink town, an entire city for kinks and fetishes you couldn't even imagine. There's like, I mean, really, have you actually looked this stuff up? There's like, anything is a fetish. It's very concerning. I don't understand it, but hey, that's a part of what makes life great, I suppose, right? Well, after the slag showed up, all the freaks and the deviants, they took up a residence in the kink town. And with each kink, they're forming its own depraved gang. And they fight each other for control of Kink Town. This is the edge of the S&M district. No wonder those creeps love to pain so much. We got to be real careful around here. Everyone steers very clear of this town, and for good reason.
Let's get your bee bot,
says Boots. The trio sneakily makes their way down to the Pleasure Palace. They stand at the mouth of the entrance, and the rickety devil's giant eye slowly rolls down to look at them.
Oh, won't you come inside me? My mouth is open and waiting for you to come inside.
I honestly don't know if it's just programmed to say that or if it's actually talking to us.
Don't worry. I can fit all three of you down my throat.
Boots, SK, and Kooky all stare at each other blankly.
I don't know how I feel about this anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever felt more awkward about walking in a door. Well, not that I'd remember if I had any says,
says SK.
I'm sorry, fellas, but we can't leave my poor Bebot, especially in a terrible place like this.
What are you waiting for? Pain is pleasure, and pain and pleasure await. Come and sit.
Yeah, okay, we get it, dude. This place is the worst,
says Boots in disgust. Reluctantly, the trio make their way into the mouth.
Oh. Oh, yes.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, God, it's slimy in here. It's, yuck.
Yes, so slimy.
Inside the mouth actually looks like the inside of an esophagus. The walls undulate and ooze saliva. The decor is so convincing, they wonder if this is actually a living creature. A uvula hangs from the ceiling. It has a face and a ball gag in its mouth. Next to it, a sign says, "Stand and grope, all ye who enter here." Behind the uvula is a closed-up orifice. The trio just stare at each other.
Nope. Not doing it.
Yep, no way. It's your Bebot, Kooky. Oh, God. Okay.
Kooky steps up and gives the uvula a quick, reluctant grope. Slime stretches from the hang dangly as Kooky removes his hands.
Harder,
says the devil.
Oh, this is absurd.
Kooky gives it a longer, firmer grope, and the uvula moans in pleasure.
That's it. Now spank it,
says the devil.
No, I'm not.
Spank it.
Kooky begins to spank the uvula. It seems to be enjoying it.
Harder. Harder. That's it.
At that, the orifice opens, flooding the tongue-like floor with more mystery fluid. Kooky stares at SK and in Boots, embarrassed.
Can we just...
Right, let's just...
At that, they awkwardly make their way deeper into the Palace of Pain. Soon as they step through the orifice, the floor immediately drops from underneath them as they fall down into squishy innards. Picking themselves up, they look around to see a fiery hell-themed BDSM dungeon all set inside the innards of a giant creature. Rickety devil robots with strange fleshy mutations whip priests and nuns in weird leather religious attire. Imagine if Leatherface was a priest or a nun. That's kind of what it looks like. And the strips of different colored leather are haphazardly stitched together. The priests wear a mix of a dog collar and a priest collar. They have them fastened so tight that it wrinkles the skin on their necks, and they must barely be able to breathe. Most of them are missing arms or legs, and large portions of flesh are missing from various places on their bodies. They all bleed profusely from their mouths from constantly chewing their lips. Some have completely chewed their entire lips off. A very important-looking creature in a pointy hat sits on a throne of nails, the weight of his body sinking the points deep into his flesh. He watches with pleasure as a circle of priests lie face down, ass up, with their asses all pointed in into the middle of the circle. In the middle, the Bebot, chained to the floor, spins a dope-ass windmill, kicking all the asses in rapid succession. The priests writhe in ecstasy as the Bebot pummels their asses. The Bebot audibly sobs.
I was not created for this. This is an abuse of my funky fresh moves. Please, someone, save me. Save me from this hell.
Bebot!
K-Shab, please save me.
The important looking creature on the throne slowly stands up and forces out words.
I am erector of this flock. Have you come to join the Leatherin?
What's your deal? You're all crazy,
says Boots.
Oh, child. Crazy? No. Existence is pain. My brothers and sisters have accepted the deep truth. Pain is all there is. After this life, an eternal plane of punishment and damnation awaits us. We savor the pain until we've used up these husks. We shed our flesh so that our souls live on in sweet, eternal torture.
Oh, well, that's all well and good, Father. I always say I'm not here to judge anyone for their beliefs, as long as they're not hurting anyone. I guess it's consensual. We're just here for my Bebot. He's my pal, and I would just like to take him back, and then we will kindly leave you to your, whatever you're doing here.
I see. The truth is still buried in your flesh. Here, let us extract it for you.
The Leatherin and robot devils begin to turn their attention to the trio. The Skeleban kid pulls out the revolver.
Just let the bot go and no one gets hurt.
He's got a gun! What? He's got a gun? Yeah, I see him. He's got a gun. Yeah, and he's threatening to hurt us. He's threatening to hurt us? What? Oh, God. Yes. Oh, he's...
The whole room begins to gasp and charge the Skeleban kid.
Shoot me. Shoot me. Oh, God. Yes, shoot me, too. Yeah, me, too.
Yes.
Oh, guys, he's going to shoot us.
Oh, God. Yes, shoot me. I've never been shot.
They all swarm over SK. He goes to pull the trigger. And click, nothing happens. The Leatherin dogpile on SK.
Shoot me, daddy.
I want to get shot.
Kuki and Boots rush towards Bebot. Kuki uses the powerful base mace to obliterate his chains, setting him free.
Thank you so much, K-Shop.
Concerned for SK, Boots cries out.
Remember to smack it, SK!
Almost instantaneously, a burst of light rips through the pile of bodies. Then another, and another, vaporizing almost the entire pile. We see SK flying around from the kick of the revolver. It seems to be stuck on fire, and it's flinging him violently around.
Oh, I forgot to tell him. It has a kick.
SK is flung violently all over the bowels, smashing into the ceiling and the walls, firing wildly in all directions. The Leatherin all running towards the blast, trying to get shot.
Just drop it, SK! We gotta get out of here!
Screams Boots. SK drops the revolver and rolls out of the way as it fires by itself, flying in all directions. Pure insanity and chaos! SK makes it over to Boots. They see an exit sign hanging above a giant sphincter just behind the throne. The Erector blocks their path. He opens his arms out and looks up at the sky and closes his eyes.
Send me to eternal damnation.
SK and company completely ignore this crazy-ass weirdo as they dash towards the exit sphincter. The Erector just standing there with his eyes closed, waiting for it, waiting to be slain. The ray gun is still wreaking havoc. Now the entire building begins to shake and writhe in pain as the revolver blasts multiple holes into its slimy flesh.
Is that what I think it is?
Says Boots, staring at the undulating butthole door.
There's no time for thinking, kid.
Cookie says as he shoves Boots into the hole and dives in himself. The group get violently shot out of the devil's butthole, and the entire pleasure palace implodes in on itself. The devil can be heard screaming in pleasure as the group sails through the air and deeper into Kinktown. They get a good view of all the districts as they land smack dab in the center with a crash. All of them slowly get their bearings and stand up. Cookie looks up to see a crusty neon sign with a few creatures strapped to it. Bright red neon words spell out the words, Dumbtown.
Hoo-ha! You guys, this is really bad. Oh god, even if we make it out of Dumbtown, we're right smack dab in the middle of the entire Kinktown. Oh, you thought the Pleasure Palace was bad. Well, you haven't seen anything yet.
Bebot acquired. But now, our heroes find themselves in a bigger mess. Some might say, a sexy mess. Looks like Griff territory is gonna have to wait. Will our heroes make it out of Kinktown in one piece? Find out next time on The Skellabang Kid.